victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You're born a spiritual baby when you're born again. And you'll see people's been born again 3 weeks. And you try to tell them something about how to pray, and they get mad and upset. Try to tell them something about some spiritual thing. Well, I know the Lord. You're a three-week-old. You know hardly anything. Well, I've been born again 3 years. Well, what do three-year-olds know? Not as much as if you've been developing and growing for 40 years or... And here's the thing that's confusing. Just because, you know, you were born again 40 years ago doesn't mean that you have developed. If you're not fed and you don't exercise spiritually, you can go year after year and not grow at all. And it's confusing when you've got a 56-year-old body you're looking at and it's a 2-year-old person spiritually. That's confusing to people. They don't understand that. They think, well, they're 70 years old. You know, they're mature. No, not necessarily. They can be an infant. What about a 50-year-old that got saved last week? Well, you're a newborn babe. But the Bible said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may what? That you may what? Is it God's will that we be growing every day of our life? Every week we be growing, 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 developing unto perfection.
Amen.
Now, perfection doesn't mean flawlessness without flaw. No, no. What does it mean? Complete. Complete development. Well, what would you be like if you were completely developed? Keep reading. He said he gave us these gifts for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What kind of man? Fully developed, completely developed. We might say mature, spiritually developed. He said, a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What would you look like and sound like when you're fully developed? The Master. He is the perfect example of the perfect man. And yet, you've got millions of Christians that act like it's blasphemy to even compare yourself with the Lord. Don't they? I had a fellow one time try to take me to test. He said, well, you're just trying to act just like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. I thought that was the plan. But see, people think, they think, what are you trying to be like? Who are you trying to act like? Jesus is our example. We're supposed to grow up and be just like Him. Is it true? It's true. Hold your place right here and go to Luke 6. Hold your place in Ephesians 4. Go to Luke 6, please. Can you be like Jesus? Can you be much more like Jesus next year than you are right now? Can you? Is it possible? Should you be? If you're not, something's wrong. Take a child. You know, they're a 10-year-old and they look like they're a 3-year-old. Something's wrong. That's wrong. They're supposed to be developing. They're supposed to be growing. Well, you expect more of a 10-year-old than you do a 2-year-old. You expect more of a 15 and a 20-year-old than you do a 5-year-old. Don't you? But see, we've got whole church after church after church where the ministry gifts and the leaders expect nothing of the people except maybe if they would come and attend and give. Come, attend, give. And we will do the work of the ministry. Impossible. I said impossible. And so you got whole, you know, scores and of hundreds of thousands of Christians that would get indignant if you act like they ought to do something besides come and sit in a chair. They're like, what do you want me to do? Well, it's not what I want you to do. What did the Lord tell us to do? Well, I got a family and I got a job and you'll just be glad that I come to church. You're not just coming for me. This shouldn't just be between me and you. Are you ministering? This is between you and your God.
That's right?
Right? Yeah. Everybody, every man and woman in the body of Christ has a call on their life.
Yeah.
Every man and woman has grace and ability in them to help advance the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And precious few of them are using it.
That's right.
Or doing anything with it. And one of the reasons why is because they haven't grown up. You take an athlete, professional athlete, that has tremendous physical ability. They didn't have that ability when they were 2. Are y'all with me? They had to grow up from 2 to 20 to get that kind of ability. People who are brilliant in their mind and they invent things and they're eloquent with their speech. They weren't that way when they were 3. What if they had remained 3 for their whole life? You would have never seen these physical exploits, these records broken. You would have never seen these books written or these things invented. You would have never seen it if they hadn't have grown up. Well, where we're seeing spiritual exploits, where we're seeing things received, the work of God done, the kingdom of God advanced, things, what are we seeing? Somebody has grown up a little bit. Oh, can you see it now? Somebody has grown up a little bit. And they're beginning to grow into the abilities that God's put in them. They're beginning to show up. They're beginning to function. You have to mature to see the full expression and manifestation of your gifts. That was worth you getting out of bed and coming this morning. Just that one thought right there. Well, what if you got the whole body growing up and operating in their full abilities? Then you are going to see the work of the ministry done. You're going to see the whole body of Christ built up to completion, and this thing's going to be finished, and Jesus is going to come back and fill us with his glory. Can you say amen? But can you see why the devil is really interested in keeping Christians babies? Because you'll, in a babyhood state, you'll never see the potential of those gifts and abilities in them. You won't see it. Now, in Luke 6, what should we have our faith on that we are growing up to be like? Is it possible? Can we think like him? Act like him? Talk like him? Yes, we can. Do you understand most Christians don't believe this? Most Christians do not believe this. They act indignant if you try to act like, well, I'm not Jesus. I'm just a human. I'm just a man. And we all make mistakes. And I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. And we all sin all the time. And I'm just doing the best I can. No. No. You were an old sinner. And you got saved by grace. Now you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you're made like unto Him. Now you're a baby. So you're not able to do everything that He's doing when you're first born again. Oh, but if you grow, then more and more you'll be looking like Jesus and sounding like Jesus and acting like Jesus and doing things like Jesus did. The guys that traveled with Jesus for just 3 or 4 years. Remember them? Just 3 or 4 years. After He was raised from the dead, they're having miracles in their ministry. They're having signs and wonders, and the local authorities took note of them and said, they've been with Jesus. Why? Because they're acting like Him. They're doing what He did. And that's us. I said, that's us. And I'm raising up out of this church. People are being trained, have been trained, and are being trained right now, and you'll soon receive assignments to do the work of the ministry. Pay attention, hear well, put into practice, take advantage of every opportunity, for your training is very important, and it'll soon be complete, and you don't want to look back and go, I wish I'd paid more attention. I wish I had focused better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many understand we're soldiers in the army of the Lord? When you're a soldier, you're not in training forever. You're trained and then what? You're sent. You're sent on an assignment. God is giving us and about to give us assignments. He's been training us now for 4 years. And do you see how so many people think? They got no concept of this. They're like, well, we go to church. Maybe we'll hear us a good message. Praise the Lord. And have no intention of doing anything with it. Let's just go home and eat and take a nap. No. Jesus is coming soon. The kingdom of God must be advanced. The work of God must be done. Right? And it's not just by preachers. All of us have a call. All of us have a place. But all of us must be trained. All of us must be taught. We must grow up and develop so we're at the place we can operate in these graces and gifts and abilities. Can you say hallelujah? Amen. I'm being trained. What happens after you get trained? Assignments.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Perfect Man, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603L. That's R1603L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.